in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Some members of the Welshman Ncube MTC say they decided to leave the party after senior leaders became too rigid to accept unity among all MTC factions.
The leadership was not forthcoming. We felt we were too keen to mix up with others. Unfortunately, that made it easier for ZANU to stage the rigging of the century.
Two students of the University of Zimbabwe are expected to take part in a prestigious competition in Washington, D.C., featuring 80 other universities.
Jessup Cup. It's basically, I would say, the World Cup of law student competition, because it's the biggest and most prestigious competition in law school. And it is quite an honor because Zimbabwe is going to be representing in that competition.
Zimbabwe is intensifying keki production by conducting workshops in various parts of the country, encouraging animal husbandry. And new Zifa president said to turn around the fortunes of Zimbabwe soccer. Stay tuned. Some members of the Welshman Ncube MTC say they decided to leave the party after senior leaders became too rigid to accept unity among all MTC factions. Former senior member Edward Mkosi tells Studio 7 some church leaders tried, but in vain, to bring the MTC factions together, but the Ncube faction strongly resisted such moves. Mkosi says this resulted in him and other senior members, including former Insizwa lawmaker Siyabonga Malandu Ncube, to abandon the faction, which failed to win a single seat in the 2013 general elections.
I heeded the call by Tsvangirai that we should come together and form a formidable opposition. I think my colleagues in MDC will take heed of that call and come together and form a massive opposition to ZANU-PF. As things are at the moment, we get a call from South Africa that our children are about to be sent back home so that they can come and suffer together with us, because the South African government wants to offload them back home so that they can feel the consequences of the misrule of this government. Now, here we are, instead of making it easy for our children to work with confidence for their future, we are busy helping the government to punish the children.
Now, can you tell us more about these church leaders that tried to unite your parties?
I will not specifically name the churches because it was a group of churches here in Bulawayo. I know one pastor by the name of Sbanda was one of those pastors that were trying to bring about the political parties so that they can fight as one to bring about change, which was promised by everybody across the political divide. But unfortunately, some of our leadership decided to isolate themselves from that struggle because they felt they were too clean to mix up with other political parties. And that, again, made it very difficult for me. And incidentally, I saw leaders from different political parties, from different churches, and some that were very passive participant in politics, coming to our offices, trying to persuade the leadership to work together with other political parties. But the leadership was not forthcoming. They felt they were too keen to mix up with others. Unfortunately, that made it easier for ZANU to stage the rigging of the century.
That was Edward Mkosi, a former senior member of the MTC formation of Professor Welshman Ncube, speaking with Studio 7's Chris Gandhi. But a senior MTC member dismissed Mkosi's remarks as wishful thinking. Two students of the University of Zimbabwe are expected to take part in a prestigious competition in Washington, D.C., featuring 18 universities. One of them, Simbarashe Mavumbi, says they will represent Zimbabwe in the Jessup International Law Moot Court Competition to be held early next month. He says the competition is a simulation of a dispute before the International Court of Justice, in which opposing teams argue on given issues.
The International Law Students Association, based in Chicago, organizes an international competition, which is a moot. And basically, a moot is a simulation of a courtroom session where students argue for either party. So what is coming up is called the JESSAP International Law Moot Court Competition. And it involves over 80 countries from the world to compete for what is known as the Whiting Case JESSAP Cup. So Zimbabwe is going to be representing that competition by the University of Zimbabwe with myself as well as Tavonga Chigurubuze on the 6th to 12th of April.
Now, what is at stake here?
Whiting Case JESSAP Cup. It's basically, I would say, the World Cup of law student competition because it's the biggest and most prestigious competition in law school. And it is quite an honor because Zimbabwe is going to be representing in that competition.
And for the Zimbabweans who are coming here, how were you chosen?
The international competition is divided into two rounds. They are the national rounds or the regional rounds and then the international rounds. So for the international rounds for the Zimbabwean competition, I believe the MSU did not apply to compete in that competition. So we were judged on the basis of our written arguments.
That was Sibarashe Mvumi of the University of Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Zimbabwe is intensifying cattle production by conducting workshops in various parts of the country, encouraging animal husbandry. Agriculture Minister Patijanda says the workshops are designed to impart good skills to livestock farmers. He speaks to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the recent workshop in Gwanda and related issues.
Of concern, obviously, was that there is no formal market. The farmers are at the mercy of buyers, and they cannot be able to sell their goods in a planned manner. So it's an issue that we need to attend to. And also the issue of sending our farmers in terms of destocking, especially when they see that there is drought looming. And also telling our farmers to then to sell or cattle and or livestock on a yearly basis. Those were some of the issues that we are attending to with farmers.
So who was part of this delegation?
The veterinary department, the livestock production and development, farmer unions, farmers themselves, NGOs, FAO and ETC. So I think it was well attended.
Any plans to expand such livestock symposiums to other parts of the country?
Yes, obviously. I think we need to touch every province, and particularly not a very north part of Midlands, part of Masingo, where sometimes the rainfall is not very good in some years. So it's important that if when the rainfall is not good, it's not good. Farmers must learn to destock, and also when the rainfall is good, like this year, they must also learn to cut fodder and the keep fodder for the times to come.
That was Agriculture Minister Patijanda speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Now we turn to reporter Tatenda Kumba for an update on what is trending in the social media sphere. Over to you, Tatenda.
Thanks, Gibbs. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Pope Francis this week at the Vatican, and the president emerged from the meeting visibly energized. According to the Associated Press, Obama said while he shared the Pope's economic views, he didn't expect Francis to form a coalition or partnership with him on any issue. He said with a chuckle, quote, his job is a little more elevated. We're down on the ground dealing with the often profane, and he's dealing with the higher powers, end quote. 25-year-old Radu Kalinseku has told the Daily Mail that a fork got stuck in his esophagus after he bet with a friend that he could swallow the fork without it getting stuck. Kalinseku went to see the doctors in Romania, who chose to wait to see if it'll come out the natural way. A travel company in Denmark, a country that in 2013 saw its lowest birth rate in decades, is providing an incentive for Danes to get busy on holiday. The company Spies has a viral advert campaign offering prizes to couples who get pregnant while on vacations purchased through them. A guillotine used in the 19th century in France is expected to fetch $82,000 at an auction. The Agence France-Presse quoted auctioneers saying the guillotine was used by the French army in the first part of the 1800s. The guillotine was the execution method of choice in the 18th century French Revolution. French Queen Marie Antoinette was among its victims. And the search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 shifted to another section of the southern Indian Ocean on Friday after new analysis by investigators indicated that the aircraft was traveling faster than previously thought and therefore ran out of fuel much sooner. The new search area is 680 miles northeast of where planes and ships have been scouring the waters for signs of the vanished Boeing 777. It is also four times as large, 198,000 square miles, compared to the 48,000 square mile patch of the ocean where the search had been focused, according to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority.
Thanks very much, Tatenda Kumbo. Have a wonderful weekend. Now it's time for the Women's Forum with Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we are looking at some of the initiatives being done by women in Zimbabwe to grow their businesses. We are lucky to have with us Michelle Chikanda, the founder of She Means Business, a social network group on Facebook that puts together Zimbabwean women internationally to share their views on how to grow their businesses, that provides a platform for women to exchange business ideas. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Michelle.
Thank you. I welcome you all listeners to the show.
Tell us a little bit about what this forum is all about and what drove you to launch this forum.
The group started in 2012. I just had a vision that I had to help other women in society like myself to know more about businesses, on how to start up a business, as well as get ideas right on your fingertips through the social network, because we're using the social network as a platform to just interact with friends, but we could also utilize it in terms of learning and growing as ourselves and developing ourselves as women.
Why did you decide to concentrate on women, and how big is your group now?
I decided to concentrate on women only because if you look at the social networking group Facebook, there are some environments where women feel more comfortable in sharing other things just as a group of women as compared as being both sexes in the group. So in that way, women are free to be a part of that group if it's on a social network. The group is got plus or minus 2,500 members, and the group is got women from Zimbabwe mostly, and these Zimbabwean women who are based in Zimbabwe and also in the diaspora. And we've also grown to have two other groups, She Means Business Classified and SMB Farmers Club, from which have grown out of the same group.
Which business would you say most women are currently interested in pursuing, especially in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe at the moment, I would say in the last 6 months to almost a year, there's been an increase in women who have shown interest in doing farming, in particular the potato growing in the stacks. That has been quite popular on the group, as I have learned in the last couple of months. So I would say farming is one of the major ones at the moment.
And what are some of the challenges that women are bringing forward as maybe impeding their growth, especially in business?
The number one challenge is capital, where to get funding to start up a business. That's the number one. And number two, those who are in existing businesses are really struggling to make their businesses grow from small businesses into medium businesses because of lack of training. It could be training in how to manage your finances or just entrepreneurial training. We are hoping that as Shimin's business grows, we will register our group to be a non-governmental organization where we can train women on entrepreneurial skills and hence grow their businesses from small to medium enterprises and one year eventually grow to large businesses.
Today you have an event to honor some of the women on your group. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Today we are having the first annual Shimin's Business Businesswoman of the Year Awards. This is an event to recognize these women who have worked so hard in the year of 2013 from the month of March up until December. We haven't met each other, all of us, but we've just been posting on the group our developments as women. If you've bought something through your business or if you've left your job to start a business, we recognize the achievements that these women have done in the year 2013. So we're hoping this will be an annual event, but this is the first of its kind just to recognize and celebrate their success.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Michelle Chikanda, the founder of She Means Business, a social network group where women from Zimbabwe based internationally exchange ideas on how to grow their businesses.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was Michelle Chikanda, the founder of She Means Business. The Women's Forum today was hosted by Marvelous Mplanganyahuye in Washington. Join us again next week on the Women's Forum where we'll look at other issues affecting women.
And finally, in sports news, sports commentator Mozi Wetu Hatebe speaks about councillors who elected the new Zivha president today.
They are quite interesting elections. And to me, for you to win this election, it's not just about you presenting your manifesto to the media or to the general public, but it's about the people who vote and the major things about you convincing the electorate to vote for you. And this comprises the Zifa councillors. We understand at the moment there are between 59 and 62 councillors who are going to cast their vote. And it has proved that despite your goodness, despite your brilliant manifesto, despite your brilliant ideas, you can still lose a Zifa election if you are not attached to the councillors, if you have not really done well to convince the councillors. At times, the election tends to favor someone who has worked with the councillors for a long time.
That was sports commentator Mozi Hatebe speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo. And the music of Solomon Skuza coming out to you from the Voice of America in Washington. That's our program this evening. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Have a lovely weekend.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhla ka-28 ngombimbitho 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC sitholakala emoyeni lasebulenjini ku-intanethi kuwebhusayithi yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com. Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle wendlela zimhlophe olamukela ke emoyeni ngenjabulo nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Owayelilunga lebandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube umnumzana Edward Mkhosi uveza okwakuqala imizamo eyenziwa ngabamasonto yokumanyana.